Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you can enter it at any time. For our intake or telehealth department, press 1. For our Brooklyn locations, press 2.
This is Ellen from New York Best Medical. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Family First Care, LLC. I have a mutual participant on the line, James Shore. He was scheduled to have an assessment, but unfortunately missed that. I was just hoping you can help me get in touch with Lewis. I see he's assigned to the case, or we can get him help.
May I have the date of birth of the patient, please?
The date of birth is 02/18/1947.
Thank you very much. Just one moment, please. Please, please stay on the hold. I will confirm with my clinical department if anyone is available for the moment to assist the patient. One moment,
Thank
please.
You.
Thank you very much.
James, has anybody called you from Area on Aging?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so you're supposed to be getting a call from them. Look out for that. After this phone call...
Could you give me the name of that again?
It's Area on Aging.
How do you spell the first word?
Area, like A-R-E-A, Area.
Oh, Area?
Yeah, and Aging.
Are they going to call me?
Yeah, they're supposed to call you to schedule your third assessment. So look out for that. I'll be in touch with you Wednesday. In the meantime, we'll get this taken care of, okay?
All right, you want me to continue the hold?
No, I'm going to stay on here. I'm just letting you know what's happening.
But you want me to stay on with you or not?
Yeah, this is for you.
Okay. minute, please.
I'm very sorry. I cannot see anyone from our clinical team available for the moment. They
okay.
will call the patient back as soon as possible. Could you kindly confirm if the patient has only the phone number which is mentioned in our system?
Well, the number that we provided, I believe, was 484-802-4697.
That's correct.
James, do you want to add another contact information in case
if
they can't reach that?
Yes, Miss, because I can see that clinical department tried to get in touch with the patient several times, but the thing is that we go directly to the voicemail.
Is that what's happening?
Yes.
So all I know is that I got one message from somebody. I don't even know who it was. I didn't talk to them. Let me ask you this. What number are these people going to be calling back on? I'll be on the lookout for their number.
What number are you guys calling from?
So, Miss, we are calling from our main phone number you are calling right now, but additionally, I'm not very sure if the clinical department may call from another number, but our general number is 718-973-3678.
I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder, please?
Of course. 718.
Mm-hmm.
972.
I'm sorry?
972.
Okay. 3693.
That's correct, sir.
Let me read it back to make sure I got it right. It's 718-972-3693.
That's correct, sir. I can see that there is someone available from the clinical department right now. Please stay on the hold. I will transfer right now. One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
You too.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, just give me 1 second, please. I got the portal ID. Now let me just open it. Okay. So, you are Mr. Shore, right? James Shore?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you for calling back. The problem is that I think our number got blocked on your phone, and whenever we call, we cannot get through. So for the appointment, I can reschedule it, and this time we will send a text message if we cannot reach out to you, and so you can, you know, call back at the provider's direct extension.
All right. Now, in other words, you're going to have to call me back to set up an appointment.
We'll have to call you back?
Or can you give me one over the phone now?
James, what are you saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. Oh, hi.
Are you giving me
yes.
this appointment time over the phone now, or is someone going to call me back?
Well, she's talking
no,
about
no, no,
scheduling
no.
an appointment.
That's right,
sorry?
Yes. I meant that, okay, hold on. So I will reschedule the appointment right now, myself, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the problem is that when the provider calls you, we all have the same, you know, phone line. When we call you, our calls are being sent to voicemail box. If that happens on the day of the appointment, we're going to send you a text message to your 484 number and with the
mm-hmm.
provider's direct extension, so you can call him back directly. Okay?
Okay, fine.
So, James, you're
okay,
going to look out
for
that,
so that's
okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, but are you're going to give me an appointment time now?
Yes, James.
Yes.
The rescheduling
the
appointment.
Okay.
And how about we do it? Let me check if we got anything for tomorrow. Just a moment. Yes, we can indeed do the appointment tomorrow. What time would you prefer? Can you give me a 2-hour time frame?
Yeah. Can you give me 1 second? Because I have
sure,
to take
sure.
my girlfriend to a doctor for an injection. Hold on.
Sure. Okay.
Amanda, what time is that doctor's appointment from where you have that take you to? Is that for that thing with your eye? It's not tomorrow. It's next week, so I'm free tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Okay.
Let's say, why don't we do it between 11 and 1?
No problem at all. You got it. Okay, so between 11 and 1, the provider will call you. Again, if anything, we're going to send you a text message.
I mean, Tuesday?
Tomorrow's going to be Tuesday the 25th.
So they're scheduled for tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow, I believe, is the 24th.
Oh my God, yes it is. Yes it is. Hold on. I'm so sorry. Just give me 1 second. I was looking at the wrong date.
Is it scheduled for tomorrow or Wednesday?
No, it's...
I think
no,
it's tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. Tomorrow is 24th. I was looking for the 25th. I'm really sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Sorry. I checked the wrong date. Can it be a Wednesday?
I don't care what day you do it. Just let me know what day you want to do it.
They're going to do it Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, Wednesday between 11 and 1. I'll send you a text message.
All right. Hold on. It's Wednesday, 3:25, 11 and 1. Okay.
And can you give me one moment? I actually want to see if you can see our text messages. I'll send you one just to check if it goes through. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, just a second. Let me just put all the info. Okay, I just sent it. You should be able to see it in a few seconds.
Hold on. Yeah, something came through. It says, hello, this is Seva from Family First.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, you
that's
got it.
That's the text you said.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I sent. I gave you my own extension, so if no one calls you on Wednesday, you know, like around till like 12, I'd say, just call me back and I'll do something about it.
I mean, if I don't hear from them, or...
Yeah, if you don't hear from us, cause
if I don't hear from you by 11 o'clock, I should call you?
Well, I set the appointment for between 11 and 1, so if you don't hear from us till 12, let's say, then you can call me back.
Yeah. All right. Cool. And I'm sorry, what's your company's name again?
Oh, we're doing this appointment for Family First Care.
Okay, and your number would be 718-972-3693?
You can use that one, but I gave you a different one in the text. Yeah, I gave you a different one in text, but you can... Yeah. All the information is in there, the date, the time frame, my name, the number, the extension.
Hold on. Okay, I got a phone number on here. Let me just read it back to you. That's 833-532-4200. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, fine.
Understand?
I'll call that number back. What's that?
Is everything clear?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sure, sure. Sure, hold on. I want to ask you a question. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll go.